that they framed Oswald and had the photo in Vance, right?
Right.
Yeah. Now, isn't it possible, Mr. Rossley, that they were just talking that they were talking about they found one photo at the time, but then they didn't find the other photo until 3:30?
Now they found you both of them at 3:30.
Oh, okay.
How do you establish that?
Testimony from the cops that found it.
Okay, and they couldn't have been mistaken about when they found it. Maybe
it's a written report, Mike.
Okay, and they couldn't have made a mistake in their written report. You don't think that ever happened?
That Oswald was the assassin?
What's that?
You want to talk about all the mistakes? Were they mistaken about Oswald being the assassin?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. You want to talk about the shells found at the Tippit murder?
Go ahead.
They came from three different weapons.
Okay, tell us how you established that, Tom.
By the guy that taught ballistics at Quantico, Virginia, my friend. He used to be a regular in my chat room.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. When a firing pin strikes the primer on...
I know how it works.
Okay. The FBI determined that...
Well, I'm giving you a statement from the guy that taught the FBI. You're not listening, John.
Is that an official record, Tom?
Yes, it is. It's in his wording, and it's on my website.
Wait, Mr. Rossley, can you do me
a favor? Wait a minute.
I just want to ask Mr. Rossley a question real quick. Mr. Rossley, some of the things that you're saying, the only people who will understand what you're saying are people who are deeply involved in the Kennedy assassination. If you don't mind, if you could dumb down some of the stuff that you say just so people can understand where you're coming from. When you talk about the three different shots and we talk about the person who's training the FBI, could you
Robert Paternity, mm-hmm. He used to train FBI agents in ballistics.
Okay.
And he said both shells came from three different weapons.
So you're saying there's three different shooters that killed Tippit?
That's what three different weapons represents, doesn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It does.
Very good. Very good.
Hmm. First of all, Tom...
I lie again, huh?
Tom, what are all... admonishing people on the forum for not using official records. Are you claiming that what this FBI agent told you is an official record?
Yes, I am. Do you want to challenge that he taught ballistics at Quantico?
I'm not challenging his credentials. I'm asking you,
his
is that...
His credentials are there.
Okay, his credentials are there. I'm saying what he told you, is that an official record?
That's his official view, my friend, yes. And it's in writing.
Well, you have a strange concept of what constitutes official records. I mean,
oh, really?
If I throw something out that either isn't in the Warren Commission 26 volumes, or I can't cite chapter and verse where it came from, you throw it back in my face and say that's not an official record. But somebody tells you that isn't under oath, that becomes an official record in your eyes. Is that the standard?
He offered it in an official capacity, my friend.
Well, what he told you, first of all, is not it's not an official record. It's something you got secondhand. Now, I know nothing about this guy's credentials. All we know is what you told us about him. But it's certainly what he told you is not in any official records. The official testimony that was presented to the Warren Commission. First by the FBI. The FBI examined it. The shells found at the scene of the Tippit murder, which mm-hmm. Oswald dumped on the ground, mm-hmm. were determined could have only come from the revolver he had in his possession at the time he was arrested.
Another lie. It's another lie.
Oh, could you elaborate on that?
Yep. Read further on in the Warren Commission, on the Warren Report, or the volumes.
Mm-hmm.
That particular pistol was so worn and used that they couldn't possibly say that any given shell bullet came from that gun.
Isn't it true that Officer J.M. Poe marked the shells with his initials, and then when they presented to him at the Warren Commission, it wasn't there?
Correct.
Mr. Corbett, is that true or is that a myth? Mr. Corbett?
Wake him up, Anton.
Mr. Corbett, are you there?
No sleeping in class, John.
Mr. Corbett.
Back.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Mr. Russell,
yeah,
are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay. The phone went out or something.
I think my phone dropped the call.
Okay.
I live in an area that's kind of on the edge of a dead zone. It's usually okay, but every once in a while it drops a call on me.
Okay.
Hopefully that won't happen again.
Yeah. Mr. Rossley, what were you... I was asking you a question, Mr. Corbett. Isn't it true that... I don't know if this is a myth or not. Mr. Rossley said that it was true. That at the scene of the crime of the Tippett murder, Officer J.M. Poe marked his initials in the shells, and then when it was presented to him at the Warren Commission, it wasn't there. Is that just a myth, or is that true?
It's true.
Mr. Corbett. Oh, jeez. Mr. Rossley, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, okay. Huh. His phone dropped again.